Sirach 221, a slothful man, is compared to a filthy stone, and everyone will hiss him out to his disgrace. 222, a slothful man, is compared to the filth of a dunghill. Every man that takes it up will shake his hand. 223, an evil nurtured man, is the dishonor of his father, that begat him. And a left bracket foolish right bracket daughter, is born to his loss. 224, a wise daughter, shall bring an inheritance to her husband. But she that liveth dishonestly, is her father's heaviness. 225, she that is bold dishonoreth both her father and her husband, but they both shall despise her. 226, a tale, out of season left bracket is as right bracket music in mourning. But stripes and correction of wisdom are never out of time. 227, whoso teacheth the fool is as one that glueth the potsherd together, and as he that waketh one from a sound sleep. 228, he that telleth a tale to a fool speaketh to one in a slumber. When he hath told his tale, he will say, what is the matter? 229, if children live honestly and have wherewithal, they shall cover the baseness of their parents. 2210, but children, being haughty through disdain and want of nurture, do stain the nobility of their kindred. 2211, weep for the dead, for he hath lost the light, and weep for the fool, for he wanteth understanding. Make little weeping for the dead, for he is at rest. But the life of the fool is worse than death. 22:12, 7 days do men mourn for him that is dead. But for a fool and an ungodly man all the days of his life. 22:13, talk not much with a fool, and go not to him that hath no understanding. Beware of him, lest thou have trouble, and thou shalt never be defiled with his fooleries. Depart from him, and thou shalt find rest, and never be disquieted with madness. 22:14, what is heavier than lead, and what is the name thereof but a fool? 22:15, sand and salt and a mass of iron is easier to bear than a man without understanding. 22:16, as timber girt and bound together in a building cannot be loosed with shaking, so the heart that is stablished by advised counsel shall fear at no time. 22:17, a heart settled upon a thought of understanding is as a fair plastering on the wall of a gallery. 22:18, pales set on an high place will never stand against the wind. So a fearful heart in the imagination of a fool cannot stand against any fear. 22:19, he that pricketh the eye will make tares to fall, and he that pricketh the heart maketh it to shew her knowledge. 22:20, whoso casteth a stone at the birds throweth them away, and he that upbraideth his friend breaketh friendship. 22:21, though thou drest a sword at thy friend, yet despair not, for there may be a returning left bracket to favor right bracket. 22:22, if thou hast opened thy mouth against thy friend, fear not, for there may be a reconciliation, except for upbraiding, or pride, or disclosing of secrets, or a treacherous wound. For these things, every friend will depart. 22:23, be faithful to thy neighbor in his poverty, that thou mayest rejoice in his prosperity. Abide steadfast unto him in the time of his trouble, that thou mayest be heir with him in his heritage. For a mean estate is not always to be contemned, nor the rich that is foolish to be had in admiration. 22:24, as the vapor and smoke of the furnace goeth before the fire, so reviling before blood. 22:25, I will not be ashamed to defend a friend, neither will I hide myself from him. 22:26, and if any evil happen unto me by him, every one that heareth it will beware of him. 22:27, who shall set a watch before my mouth and a seal of wisdom upon my lips, that I fall not suddenly by them, and that my tongue destroy me not.